He is the most interesting man in tech writing and sports writing. He is Rick Limpert, and you can find him on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle, ricklimpert.info. It is the day before the big, huge, gigantic football game, and Rick, you are right in the middle of it.
Yeah, the only difference, Sully, between me and that most interesting man in the world is I don't have a bottle of beer in my hand.
Well, that's probably a good thing, because that means that you have a clear recollection of all of the events that happened last night. And I know that there are a handful of people in town who can't say that this morning as we speak, the day before the Super Bowl. But, Rick, you've been right in the middle of it. I've been following you on Twitter and Instagram. Of course, wirelesswednesday.live is where people can check with all of the stuff that you're doing during the week. Let's talk about an event where you are actually right now, NFL's first and future competition, an interesting format to this, and it's a little bit like a Shark Tank competition, right?
That's exactly what it is. So I'm at the First Center at Georgia Tech this morning, Sully. All the NFL people are here, and they have two competitions, a Shark Tank type competition where people develop products, and then another competition where they take online suggestions and the NFL considers implementing them. So the NFL really forward-thinking when it comes to new technology. They're willing to go outside the box, think outside the box, and go to the fans and go to data scientists and get information. And these are how new products are introduced into football.
A lot of wisdom over there on the campus of Georgia Tech as well. So perhaps an incredible place to choose for this event. And speaking of technology, it won't just be television where you can watch the Super Bowl. And this has been the case for years now. But streaming is getting bigger and bigger. And YouTube has an incredible offer. But they want more than just your Super Bowl business.
Yeah, they do. And I'll put up on the ricklimpert.info. And I have on Wireless Wednesday the where you can stream and watch the Super Bowl on Sunday and the lead up to it. So a lot of different options for people that live in this country and for people outside the country. It's more than just, you know, turn on CBS and watch Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. So a lot of different options. And I think a lot of people will be taking advantage of some of the ones that just aren't CBS on our regular over-the-air TV. So that's been growing every year.
I'm noticing, too, that NFL Game Pass International, which is not a U.S.-offered product, is $115 for the year for all games. That seems like quite a deal compared to some of the things that have been offered in the past here in America.
Yeah, the NFL has a big following, actually, more than people realize outside the U.S. And a lot of American citizens live abroad. They want their football fix on Sundays and other days of the week whenever there's games. And that's a really good deal. That's a way that you can stay connected with the NFL, and even if you're not living here in the States.
One of the big components of this event are the commercials, which will air during the big game, as that television audience around the world is enormous. One of the big sponsors of the Super Bowl, Hyundai, and they're going to be promoting their Hyundai Shopper Assurance. I've seen some of these commercials already, and it does kind of spoil the fun of watching them during the Super Bowl, but that's kind of just the way things are right now. But this is an interesting thing that Hyundai's trying to do here, and they've recruited Jason Bateman for a pretty funny ad, actually.
Yeah, Hyundai all over the Super Bowl, all over downtown. They have an app that helps you not only with the pre-car buying process, but then once you own the car as well. They'll be promoting this with their Super Bowl commercial. And you're right, a lot of the commercials are on YouTube or you're available to watch them online before the game. Kind of spoils the fun a little bit, but they're trying to get the most exposure and the most bang for their buck.
All right, next up, video gaming coming to the Super Bowl, HyperX. They are on site with a big truck. What do they have inside of it?
So there's always now a growing video game component to just about every sports event. HyperX makes the accessories. They have a lot of them on display at the company from Kingston. And they are really kind of the leaders when it comes to these type of things for video gaming. They have a truck outside the stadium where you can test a lot of the stuff. They're giving away prizes. Really cool people, really innovative company. And they're on site at the big game.
Talking with Rick Limpert, as we do every week, and appreciate you joining us from wherever you may be, wirelesswednesday.live, ricklimpert.info, and Rick on Twitter, his handle, Rick Roswell. We have, apparently, I've heard as over a million people in Atlanta extra from elsewhere to be a part of the festivities. Only a certain amount of those are going to be able to fit into the stadium, but there are a lot of people in town, and that means record-breaking data usage in Atlanta. How is this all being handled?
I love these stats, but I'm getting them before the game. But usually the day after the game, I'll get from all the wireless carriers how much data was used in Atlanta, in the stadium, around the stadium. And every year they're breaking records because we're using more data. We have more devices. We're checking out sites. We're emailing. We're doing more online. So definitely we'll be setting records here in Atlanta, breaking records for data usage this weekend.
It is just amazing. And I know at Centennial Olympic Park, where Super Bowl Live presented by Verizon is happening, Verizon has their own towers, which they've brought in to help expedite service and to make things quicker for not just the users of their own network, but for everyone as well. And let's talk a little bit about Comcast and Xfinity, what they're doing downtown with free Wi-Fi in downtown Atlanta, where there are so many people this weekend.
Yeah, MARTA's been getting a workout. So one of my frustrations with MARTA, Sully, is you can't get a good signal a lot of times for checking email and stuff at MARTA stations. So that's all changed downtown this weekend with Comcast Xfinity. They have the ubiquitous Wi-Fi going on at all the stations and around downtown, other spots where events are taking place. So fans are able to stay connected, and I think that's really been making our city even look better and better.
Got to get those tweets in, Rick. Have to be right on top of it to see what political figures have said things incorrect within the last 15 minutes and who's jumping on what and what little battles are starting on the Twitter.
Well, not only that, but just checking things going on around downtown, checking wait lines for TSA at the airport so fans will be able to do a lot of things that are real useful. And Sully, I was around downtown late last night, early this morning, and the birds and scooters were just laying all over the place this morning.
Those jump bicycles, yep. I must have seen 50 of them on my way to work this morning, and I only live a mile away from where I am.
It's crazy. They've been getting a lot of use, and but I guess take care of them. Make sure they're in good order and good use still for the next person to use them.
Any storylines jump out at you and interest you in terms of the Super Bowl, whether it be on the field or away from the field?
Just maybe that instant replay controversy where they didn't use it, you know, in that big play in the Saints game against the Rams. So that's still been the talk this week, a lot of things. That's kind of impacted some things. The commissioners had to talk about that. So, I think, Sully, not having the Saints here has kind of hurt the crowds a little bit maybe here. The game's still going to be a good game, I think. A lot of buzz, but not having those Saints fans here, that would have been huge for the city.
Well, I know Tom Brady, the New England quarterback, is probably the most well-known player in football as we speak, and certainly the one people will be watching the most in this game. And he is the recipient of a lot of hatred, Rick. People really dislike Tom Brady for some reason. But I looked for some good things about him online today and found several. One of his foundations really does a lot with helping rehab injured athletes who are underprivileged, you know, folks who just don't have the money to pay for certain types of rehab and to get back into their respective sports. He's very involved in that, at least as much as he can be with everything that he's doing.
I think that's great. There's been a lot of parties benefiting foundations going on around here with the Super Bowl, more than, you know, any one person can attend all in one weekend. So the NFL gives back, and the players do as well, a lot of them. So that's been a great theme as well.
Absolutely. I hope that we get good marks from the National Football League. And it looks like we're going to have good weather, maybe a couple of raindrops on game day. But the cold of a few days ago is gone. And hopefully we can convince the NFL to have the Super Bowl back maybe sooner than 20 years from now, which is how long the last one was here.
I think so. I think we get another one back. Fox News had a really glowing article this morning up online about how everything's been prepared and laid out real well and easy to get around. So hopefully we get some good marks.
Absolutely. Well, enjoy the ball game. I hope that it's tied late, and I hope Greg Zuerlein of the Rams has a chance from about the 35-yard line late in the ball game to seal it away for Los Angeles.
I love those kickers that start with the letter Z. Remember the Zendejas brothers, Sully?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, kickers with Z, they're usually pretty good.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of the festivities today. A lot of people think that it is all play for the people walking around with credentials in downtown Atlanta. It's not the case with you at all. You are always hard at work and appreciate your work, and always glad for you to join us here.
You're the man, Sully. Thanks, and we'll see you soon.